Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the introduction program for the new show, Seeking Justice. And my co-host Kim Colton and I will be spending the next half hour with you to explain what the show is going to be about and what we hope to accomplish. Kim, welcome to our new show.
Thank you, Denny. Hello, and hello, everyone. I'm so excited about this show. I think we're going to really get some good cases on here. And let's see, where shall we begin tonight? Let's talk about, well, how about we talk about what we want, what each of us want to accomplish in this? How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Go ahead, Kim, and start it off.
Well, what I have found when dealing with people who have lost a loved one and the investigation hasn't gone well is that the people that we talk to, Denny, I know you have, and I both have talked to, they work really hard to get their voices heard, to say, look, this isn't right, this isn't turning out correctly, this, you know, did you do this, did you do that, what were your findings? And a lot of times they find that they run up against a brick wall. The doors slam shut and they can't get anywhere. And what I've heard, and I call them victims, they're victims' families, but I think they're as can be as much of a victim in some of these cases as the deceased. And what I hear them say is that I'm tired. Sometimes I get up and I go over to my files and I think I'm going to call this person, I'm going to call that person, but after a year or two, I'm tired and I feel nobody cares and nobody wants to hear about this. Sometimes they'll tell me that their friends no longer want to take their phone calls anymore. They just feel they're alone in the situation and they're exhausted from it. And that, what I want to accomplish from this is to help them get answers, to help them establish communications back with the law enforcement. But what I really want to do is say, you know what, you've got somebody here, you've got a couple of folks here and an army behind us that are ready to, you can lean on us, we're ready to work for you. We know you're tired and we're going to put some extra fuel in your tank and by being supportive and trying our best to do what we can for them. And that's how I feel about it.
And I share your virtually everything you said. I agree with. And I was, these people, yeah, they can be beaten down. The system can eventually wear them down. Mm-hmm. And I've been undergoing or involved for the past couple of weeks in a little battle with a phone company. And I know how angry I get when I call customer service and they don't return my phone calls, when I'm ignored. And mm-hmm. today I was making yet another call to these people trying to get my problem resolved. And while I'm on hold, I'm thinking, how stupid am I? I mean, this is annoying, but nobody's dead. You know, suppose I was trying to reach a police department or a district attorney's office thinking my child had been murdered and I can't get an answer. Nobody will talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I actually felt guilty. I'm thinking, you know, how stupid is it to get that worked up over something like this when these other people are going through things, you know, hundreds of times worse than a billing dispute. So never having been in that exact situation, thankfully, that a lot of these parents find themselves in, just trying to put myself in their shoes, I find to be scary, a frightening situation. I don't know how I would react if I found myself in that position, thinking my child had perhaps been killed, having an awful lot of questions, that I would like answered, and not getting the answers and not being able to get any help to go to the next step or the next level to try to get answers. And I just don't know how I would deal with it, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think, Kim, I don't want to certainly put any words in your mouth, but I'm sure we're both pro-law enforcement. We're not doing this as a bash your local law enforcement agency thing. It's
right.
You know, the vast majority of the men and women in law enforcement are, you know, dedicated, quality people. We rely on to protect us and defend us and so on and so forth. But I think we all know that, like any business or any industry, there are always exceptions. And it can be individuals. It can be an individual officer who maybe shouldn't, you know, maybe somehow got through a screening, a hiring screening process that perhaps shouldn't have, and mm-hmm. just isn't quite up to the task. It could be worse than that. It could be a departmental thing. It could actually be, you know, corruption or some type of illegal or malfeasance. So, I mean, there are a variety of reasons why you may find some instances where the police haven't quite done the job they should have done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I am very pro law enforcement also. As I know a lot of our, I would like to say all our listeners are also. And this in no way, like you're saying, there's some bad apples in every profession. I don't care what profession you look at. You're going to find somebody who shouldn't be where they're at. But in no way are we down on law enforcement, that's for sure. I have law enforcement background in my family, and you yourself are a retired police officer. So I think we got that covered.
Yeah, I thought it was important that we say that, though, so people don't get
definitely.
The wrong impression, you know.
Right, because we will be dealing with law enforcement, some individuals who haven't taken the right steps in their investigations.
What I'd like to do, Kim, is, if it's okay with you, we start out telling people a little bit about what the program's going to be about and what we hope
mm-hmm.
to accomplish.
Sounds great.
And we're going to have our debut program where we get into an actual case in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight. And in these programs, we're going to take a look at past or current death cases where investigations have allegedly been faulty or ineffective due to incompetence or malfeasance. In some cases, suspicious deaths were ruled as accidents or suicide in spite of information and evidence that they may have been homicides. In others, deaths were determined to have been homicides, but the investigations failed to result in criminal charges and or closure to families of the victims. And we hope to make a difference in each of these cases we cover by shining a light into the darkest corners and get to the truth of what happened and why it happened.
Right.
And, Kim, would you want to discuss some of the things we want to do to make a difference?
Sure. One of the things we would like to do is bring together the victims' families and law enforcement when possible. That's going to be a tough one. That is going to be hard, but we are certainly going to try.
And to follow up on that, Kim, what we've decided to do, it's probably an appropriate time to mention this, is we don't want to have on cases or highlight cases in which the only complaint really is more or less a personality conflict issue. In other words, if somebody didn't like the way the detective combed his hair, you know, or his, if you will, bedside manner, you know, we don't want to bring personality conflicts in as a reason to criticize or to question the investigation. So we are going to review the cases as carefully as we can and choose cases to talk about that where there are clearly legitimate substantive questions or concerns that that need to be answered. And one of the things we're going to do in each of the cases we cover is contact the police agency involved and tell them we're going to be doing a show on a specific case and invite them to have a spokesperson come on the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be crucified on the show, not to be attacked.
No, not at all, no.
Yeah, you know, if they can come on and maybe respond to a question. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of the frustration here is from a lack of answers, people not getting the answers they feel they deserve to their legitimate concerns. So, you know, quite frankly, how much response we get from the different departments actually providing a spokesperson, I don't think is going to be tremendous, if any. But I think it's only appropriate to at least offer them the chance, tell them what we're doing, and give them a chance to come on and give their side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Definitely have to give them that opportunity. And then we'll keep our fingers crossed after that. What else here? Well, just to open the lines of communication, like you were saying, it goes along with that other, you know, opening the lines of communication between a law enforcement spokesperson and the families is wonderful. That would be a great way to make a difference in these cases.
And in addition to opening the lines of communication, hopefully, our coverage may very possibly and hopefully will lead to reopening of closed or inactive investigations. And that would be a great thing if we can get the lines of communication open, and we can be part of it anyway, and the agency with responsibility for investigating the case would take a second look and maybe see something they missed the first time or say, geez, you know, maybe we'll get a fresh set of eyes on here and in this case and see if we did miss something or maybe there was something we could have done differently. And I think, you know, I think that would be a great thing. And I'm can't help but believe that from the victims or the victim's family standpoint, that would have to be something I think that they would welcome is to get the case looked at a second time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just to have it even, definitely, to even just have somebody acknowledge them, like you're saying with the phone company, you can't even get anybody to acknowledge your existence. And to get that communication rolling again is wonderful. And helping to reopen closed or inactive investigations, that would be a fantastic thing, don't you think, Denny? What do you?
I couldn't think of really much better news than after, in some cases, years of frustration to actually see some action, see that your concerns are being addressed, being taken seriously, and that the agency responsible for doing the investigation is actually going to give it a second look. I think as a victim's family member, that would have to be just a great feeling to have that, especially after all the frustration.
Yeah, their prayers would be answered, that's for sure.
And
what else?
Well, I've heard from a couple of people I've spoken with that there are more resources if you are the family of the victim of a homicide. There are more support services and so forth, the resources available to you regarding investigation, in some cases, I guess, financial assistance. There's all kinds of things. And one of the problems one of the many problems these families have is when the cause of death is determined to be accident or suicide. That precludes these people from getting the resources they would be entitled to or have access to if the death was determined to be homicide. And if there's substantial evidence to support a finding of homicide and get that death certificate changed, that opens an awful lot of doors. So the death certificate piece, according to the families that I've talked to, is a critical piece of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Because then they would get the detectives, the personnel, looking at it and involved in it if it's deemed a murder or a homicide, whether instead of an accident. So, yeah, you're right. That's something that really helps the families. Now, what we're going to bring to the show, opinions from experts in the area of, and this is where it gets fun. Go ahead and tell them who we're all going to have on the show here. This is exciting.
We one thing we want to do is bring on some forensics experts, and they could be in the form of forensic investigators, laboratory technicians who would be involved in the evidence testing and so forth, and find out from them exactly how an investigation should be conducted, what types of information they can come up with, and how that information can be used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. And what else we got here? Psychology? Have a psychologist on, a psychiatrist on, kind of give us an insight into somebody's behavior? Perhaps someone the family feels is hiding something that they may know more about, and get in an expert opinion on it. How do you think? You know, of course, it's not as if they can sit down in a room with them for 60 minutes and evaluate them, but we can kind of get an idea, right?
Absolutely, Ken. And we also want to get current law enforcement personnel, may or may not be tough, depending how it's approached. But even if it's a retired a police officer, that we can learn from them, again, to discuss procedures, why things might be done the way they're done. You know, there's some of the questions these families have, there may, and I don't know at this point, but there may be a reasonable explanation for the police action or inaction, depending on the situation.
Exactly.
But If there is a good reason, you know, let's try to get the police to share that with the family. Here is why we did or didn't do such and such. And now the family may not particularly like it, but at least they have an answer. They have something to sink their teeth into and can say, okay, this is the logic behind the decision that the police made as to what they were going to do. So, I think... all that's important, and that's just the first three.
Yeah, and it clears up, with having someone from law enforcement on, too, it clears up a lot of questions. They, you know, the family might be under one, you know, assume something, and then somebody comes on and says, well, you know, they never do that because of this, this, and that. Or, you know, you can clear up a lot of assumptions by having someone like that on. We also are going to be having on crime scene investigators. I am personally looking very much forward to that, to have someone on who's skilled and knowledgeable in CSI work would just be wonderful. It would kind of really give us a background into what should have been looked into, what they gleaned, what information was gleaned from a particular item or that the family might not be aware of. That's going to be good.
And, you know, Kim, that will also, I think, by having an actual person who does that type of work or did that type of work, can clear up the misperception in some people's minds today based on the TV shows. Every case is solvable, and every case is solvable within 50 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you deduct the commercials. And really get a realistic look at science is a great thing, but everything has limitations. And the people who think that every case should be solved, like I say, in the space of an hour's program, perhaps our experts will be able to clarify that that isn't always the way things are going to work out. Even if everything is done right, it just certain things take time and so on and so forth. And private investigators. Some of these families, if they have the financial resources, or if they can even hook up with somebody willing to do some pro bono work for them, use their own investigators because they're not satisfied with the official investigation or the lack of investigation or the results of the investigation. So a private investigator to talk about what, you know, their limits, their powers, and so on and so forth.
Right.
And what they can do and what they would look for in cases where there allegedly is a faulty investigation has been conducted for whatever reason.
And their power of observation. I think, you know, you have somebody on that's been around the block a few times when he or she is perhaps talking to someone, they can tell. Oh, my God, they were lying through their teeth. Or, oh, geez, boy, was he ever hinky. Or, you know, there's PIs, they have quite the, what would that be called, when you can really have a good people perception?
Yes, I know what you mean. I can't think of it either.
I know. I can't think of it either. Oh, bullshit meter. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
The BSometer, right?
Yeah. And journalists. We're going to have some journalists on the program.
Yes.
That's going to add a lot.
Yeah, a whole different perspective of looking through the eyes of a journalist. And we'd like to get the people from the legal system on. They could be, you know, private attorneys, possibly prosecutors or former prosecutors, to give us from the legal perspective why certain things are done and perhaps why they can't be done. And I should mention, I've touched base with a few experts so far to gauge interest in coming on the show. And some of them, and I understand this, would be a little reluctant to come on a night we're discussing a specific case.
Right.
Because they don't want to be put in the position of being asked questions, by a grieving mother, for example. Well, do you think this cops screwed this up? Having never looked at the documentation before, having only one side of the story, probably, and they would be a little uncomfortable in attacking a colleague or something under those conditions. So we may have to have some of these shows as standalone shows without a specific case, but in generalities. And but that's okay too, because the people who have been guests or want to be guests or have issues relating to the topics can call in or join the chat room and ask their questions of these people and at least get hopefully some answers and some clarification. And one of the individuals is a very sharp forensic pathologist and a forensic investigator. And I really think it would be helpful to explain to some of the families that are going through these problems of exactly what some of the paperwork means, and how what you might need to do to get something changed. And I hear from several of the potential guests we're going to have that in a lot of cases they'll say that, well, when we talk to the medical examiner or coroner, depending on the jurisdiction, They said that if they just had a little, right now they're going to classify this as an accident. But if the police come up with a little more information, they think there's enough there to change it to a homicide. And then the people are really upset because they said, but it never happened. You know, I mean, the police have folded up their tent because once they determine that it's not a homicide, it was an accident, the case gets closed.
Yeah.
So nobody's investigating. Nobody's given the medical examiner or coroner additional information. And now they're stuck, as I mentioned earlier, with this suicide or accidental cause of death. And they don't get the resources and the clout they would have if the death certificate read homicide. So I think it would be very important to get some of those issues clarified and
exactly.
You know, let people know. Even if it's an answer you don't like, at least it's an answer or an explanation.
Exactly. And on future, in the future, we hope to have a website, and we thought that website would contain contact info, informational links. What else do we have? Case info, of course, right, Denny?
Absolutely.
A crime sleuth forum for input from listeners. And that's very important because to all our J13 friends and crime junkies, put on your Sherlock Holmes caps, get out your magnifying glasses, and roll up your sleeves, because we got some work to do. Right, Denny? We're going to ask our friends to use their skillful use of astute observation and deductive reasoning to help us. Yeah.
Absolutely. We need input. I mean, that's
one of the things. Need input.
We want to get the word out and get the input back.
And we know we've got the listenership and the people to do it. We know these folks that are listening right now, and they're smart cookies, and they will definitely bring a lot to this show, and that's the way we want it. What else were we going to have on our website, our future website?
Well, we want to have some form letters for letter writing campaigns. For example, if we get a case that just cries out for public attention, that the agency that's not opening their door to the family needs to be aware that people feel that they're not doing the right thing, that they really should come forward and meet and blah, 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 and explain to the family where the case stands or why they did what they did. And if it's going to take a letter-writing campaign to do that, to let the agency know that there are people out there that are concerned about the situation, they would be able to download form letters, print it up, signed, and put in the mail.
Sign and mail. Yeah, we'll make it.
Yeah.
We hope to make it very, very easy so that everybody will, it'll be so easy for everyone to be able to get these letters out when we do our letter writing campaigns.
Yeah, all this stuff, of course, is down the road.
That's down the road.
The show isn't on yet, but it's all things that we would like to do. And, you know, realistically, I think a lot of these things we want to do are doable. I mean, I don't think we're looking through rose-colored glasses here. I think if we put in the effort and do things the right way, I think we can accomplish these things. I don't think these are just pipe dreams.
No, they're not pipe dreams, and I do believe can we accomplish it? We will accomplish it. And I guess we're down to our last 50 seconds here, Denny, so if you'd like to
Yes, I would.
Give the final word.
I'll just mention what our debut show in 2 weeks will be, the 28th of July at 9 Eastern. We're going to discuss the case of Joshua Whittier, a 21-year-old who was found dead on a beach in Santa Rosa County, Florida, on February 18th, 2007. And we're going to have Josh's mother, Melody Schmidt, on the show as one of the guests. And we will undoubtedly have some other people on with her. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we're going to accomplish the goals we've set for ourselves.
Yes, you betcha. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. Angela, Annie, Dr. Jan, Delilah, Cheryl, Jeannie, Karen, O'Lerner, and TP. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, and good night, everybody. Catch you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.